Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
And we're on. Thank you, Greg. This is Scott Mills. I have just been to Cabos with Pamela Anderson for the weekend, as you do. I won't leave you hanging there. I will fill you in on the full details in a minute.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Our good friend Peter Andre is coming in to see us again, Becky.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I mean, we don't see him that often, but when we do, he's just one of those people you can slip right back into it again, you know?
Yeah,
pick
love
up
him.
Where you left off with Pete.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to see him every day, or even every month. Or, yeah. But you can just pick right back up where you left off, you know?
Mm.
So he's coming in just after 5 o'clock. Lots of fans outside for Peter Andre today.
I love those fans.
I know, because he has a very organised kind of fan, Peter Andre. Most people, when they come in to see big stars, they turn up hours before, and then by the time the star actually arrives, they're so tired. They're exhausted because they've been on their feet all the time. Not Peter Andre fans. Oh, no. They bring their own furniture. They've got chairs out there.
I know.
Camp chairs.
Yeah.
They're having a lovely time.
I love it.
I'm half expecting them to start up a barbecue in a minute.
No, I've given them in the extension lead so that they can power up their microwaves.
Oh, you have? Good, yeah. Excellent.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So this weekend I went on my first ever hen weekend. Never been to one before. Generally it's girls that go to hen do's, right?
Mm.
Well, not this one. So, just got back a couple of hours ago. It was for Laura, who used to work on this show. She's getting married in a couple of months, so we thought we'd, you know, have a nice weekend with her. Started off on Friday night with a very civilised dinner for her and some friends. What?
No, you said... Oh, it doesn't matter. I was going to say you said a couple of months. I thought it was this month. I wondered if you were going to a different wedding.
Oh, have I got the...
I have to tell you, because otherwise it might be a bit embarrassing if you don't turn up.
Oh, I need to check my diary. I think I've got the wrong month.
It's the end of this month.
Is it?
Yeah. Not September.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to re...
Oh, that would have been a blunder.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, thanks for reminding me. That's on my to-do list now.
Okay, good.
So it started off Friday night, nice dinner. Ended up with the one that doesn't speak, with about 8 girls in the back of a stretch Hummer. We'd booked a bus, like, you know, when there's one of those party buses that goes round and just, like, you can do karaoke on it and see the sights of London or whatever?
Yeah.
Bus broke down. Maximum speed, 5 miles an hour, apparently. It wasn't moving.
That would have been amazing. You could have cruised round.
So... I called up the bus company. I'm like, well, what are you going to do then? Because obviously the bus isn't working. They're like, it's all right, we're just sending a stretch Hummer instead. Brilliant. I left at that point. I wasn't part of the stretch Hummer experience.
The picture of the one that doesn't speak with his lady friends.
So pimp.
It's amazing. It's so Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Then, 5 a.m. Saturday morning, we flew to Corfu. And the brilliant thing was, we managed to keep it a secret from her right to the last minute.
Oh, good work.
It was really good. She didn't even know where we were going. She didn't know we were at Gatwick until she saw planes. No idea.
Did you get the stretch limo all the way there?
No. Yeah, we turned up at Gatwick North Terminal in a Hummer.
You might have combined the limo and the transport to the airport in one.
Absolutely not. Anyway, so I had a gig in Cavos on Saturday night, so I thought, well, I'll combine the two. So I'm in the queue for the plane. Laura's just found out where we're going, so she's very excited. And I'm like, that looks like Pamela Anderson. Oh my God, it is Pamela Anderson. So Pamela Anderson's in the queue. She's a speedy boarder, by the way, for this flight to Corfu. How mad is that?
Did she join the hen do?
No.
She would be amazing to have on your hen do, wouldn't she?
She wasn't really feeling the bus from the terminal to the plane so much. It was clear that she'd probably not been on that many buses in her life. And also, imagine, right? You're in a flight from London Gatwick to Corfu. You've got quite a few lads who are going on various stag do's. Shirts made. Best name I saw on a shirt this weekend?
Go on.
Simonosaurus.
You know he's going to be a letdown, don't you?
Simonosaurus. Anyway, so you've got, like, loads of lads, you know, on their stag do. Pammy! Whee! Pammy! I felt so sorry for her. So sorry for her. Didn't see her again after the flight.
She didn't come to your gig?
No, she didn't. We didn't really ask.
I thought you'd have got a VIP.
I could have, if she'd asked.
A little roped off area.
I upgraded to all-inclusive for €10. And I will never go on a holiday where... Well, I was working, technically. Where I'm not all-inclusive now.
€10? €10.
€10.
For all you can eat for an entire weekend.
Value, right?
Not per day.
€10 all weekend.
OMG.
How good does it feel when you've got that wristband on?
I don't know. I've never done
it. Oh, my God, Becky.
I've never done it.
It's so good. You can just go up as many times as you want. That's the idea of all-inclusive, right? But I was amazed. There's no limit.
Oh, my God.
And no one judges you either. It's what, like, oh, you're having your fifth dessert. No, that's fine. I think you're fine. I've got a wristband on.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Right, it's time for Just for the Pun of It. Get yourself some Scott Mills points if you are in need. Who is the best, me or Becky? Well, clearly I'm the best at everything. But, I mean, in this game, who's better at getting the puns in? You didn't challenge that at all. You just went with it. Yes, Scott, you're amazing.
It's your name above the door, isn't it?
Yeah. So we call a shop somewhere, and we try and get in as many puns related to that shop as we can without them noticing. And they never do.
I really don't like this game.
Why? Because you're bad at it.
It puts me under pressure.
Yeah. And also, the one that doesn't speak doesn't really allow us to write anything down. So we've just kind of do it on the fly and hope for the best. And I think you can tell that when we play them out. So today I called a garden centre and Becky called a toy shop. Who got the most puns in? I'm going to give you... Well, it's a 50-50 choice, so just 10 Scott Mills points if you choose the right person. So, me calling a garden centre first. How many puns can I get in without them hardly noticing? Have a listen.
Hello, Becky, can I have three?
Hello, is this the garden centre?
It is, yeah.
Hi, I'll rake this quick. I have lost something in your shop.
Right.
Bush.
Yeah?
I've left a bag in there.
Right.
With a pork pie in it.
Pork pie in it?
Yeah.
Right.
My name's Chris Anthemum.
Right, whereabouts did you leave it? Hey, just bear with me a minute. Sorry about that.
What a feature that is.
Sorry?
What a feature that is.
Oh, what is it? The music?
The phone, yeah, nice music.
All right.
Have you found it?
No, what am I looking for, sorry?
Ho! Hmm? A bag.
A bag? Whereabouts did you leave it?
By the... Lawnmower?
Lawnmower?
Are you having a dog?
No.
Them, I don't think so.
Need the lawnmowers?
Yeah.
Which particular one?
I've been trawling places for ages. Is this the right place? Where are we?
Are you for real?
Flower much are your plants.
However much you want them to be.
Well, see, hardly noticing there at all that I was getting those puns in sneakily. I got 7 in there.
Good work on Chris Anthemum.
Thank you. I think at point to that call, it sounded like I was being a bit rude.
Well, yes, especially when you said I've lost my pork pie and then just randomly shouted Bush.
But, like, how else do you get them in? They're really hard. Like, with eggs and stuff, that's easy. This was a hard one. Just getting trowel and bush and...
Just shouting ho.
Ho. Anyway, I think I did well there. 7. Let's hear your one, shall we?
Oh, no, really?
Can Becky beat 7 puns? Here she is, calling a toy shop.
Good afternoon, Hampton's Toys. Andrew speaking.
Hello, Andrew. I think I've lost my marbles.
Really?
Yeah. I left them by the entrance.
Marbles?
Yeah. And I'm really puzzled as I never lose them.
When did you come in?
Last week.
Marbles?
Yeah. I couldn't teddy bear it if I never got them back.
I've not found any marbles in the shop at all.
It's just, would you mind having a look? It's just I haven't a clue where I left them.
Oh, hello, got that one. Who's that?
It's Miss Hung. Gree her post.
Hello, you're right.
I'm so rubbish at this.
I like it that he obviously does know a woman called Miss Hungry Hippos. Oh, how are you? All right, love. Oh, that was brilliant. I mean,
I was rubbish on that one.
Yeah. Five. You are worse at this than me. Like, normally you're good at the games, but you are not good at this. Nice work on getting clue dough in, though. Like that a lot. Becky got 5 puns in. I got 7. If you said I would be the best, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
I'm getting a fair amount of abuse about my pun phone call, saying that a lot of mine weren't actually puns. Yeah, but I still got more. Becky did proper ones. You just said words. You listen to this, Becky?
Yes.
Charlie on the M25. At least all of Becky's were worked into sentences, as opposed to yours, which was randomly shouted badly mid-conversation. All right.
I was fully expecting you to go, grass.
I know. Quite poor, wasn't it? Laura in Chorley's been on. Now, she likes it that we called Chorley twice there. We always call Chorley, don't we?
They're the friendliest.
It's because people in Chorley, Lancashire, are really, really friendly. She says she's never going to be able to go to that garden centre again without laughing her head off.
Podcast.
Hello, it's Scott Mills. You can watch us now if you want at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're on the live webcam and I've got Peter Andre here. Hiya.
Just fixing my collar when you said that.
Oh, yeah, look, you're on.
The minute you say I'm going live, it's like, oh, how are you, my friend?
I'm very good. How are you?
It's nice to see you.
God, you're smart.
Yeah, listen, I don't normally wear a suit to come to a radio station, although the radio station's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not. It's Radio 1, but yeah. That's not the point. Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry about that. But I went to a launch before this. I know, it's my 7th coffee. That's what's doing this, so you all know.
You look very smart. Can I start by sniffing you? Because you always smell so good.
You ever sniff a Greek before? It's not very
my
nice.
My boyfriend's Greek. He doesn't smell bad.
Oh, you see? Just smells so
actually,
good.
Actually, I don't is smell bad.
You smell good.
Smell. Well, look, it is sort of about 7 hours old, though.
Do you know what? Zane Lowe just buzzed through to me and he was like, God, Peter Andre smells good. I'm like, yeah. I know.
Thanks, Zane.
He says that he feels cleaner just from looking at you.
I do have a sort of a cleanliness vibe.
I bet your house smells lush.
Yeah, my bathroom doesn't, but the house smells fantastic.
TMI.
Yeah. Well, you asked.
As we know, so many people want to smell like Peter Andre. Your perfume was the best-selling celebrity perfume 2009?
Do you know, I mean, it really was. I don't mean it really was the best-selling perfume. I mean, it really was amazing when I think back. And they sort of said, do you want to do a female fragrance? And I was like, what? And I said, what do you mean? Like, I didn't even think that would, you know, they would even think of a concept like that. And it worked.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And it worked twice.
That's not what you're wearing today, though, is it?
Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre. Just for you.
Apparently, a bottle of perfume was sold every 45 seconds.
I know, I kept saying to Mama, stop buying at the counter, I'll give you some free, but no.
Every 45 seconds.
It was quite an amazing time.
How do you, when you're, you know, going through the process of doing a fragrance or whatever, how much are you involved?
Yeah, I mean, in those kind of things, I used to work. One of my first ever jobs was in a men's aftershave counter, right?
I can imagine doing that.
At Myers in Australia. Yeah. Myers is like, I don't know, a John Lewis or a Debenhams. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so I was really passionate about it. I was always wanted to release a men's aftershave. When it came to the women's one, what do? You ask women, what does this smell like? Do you like that? Do you like that? No.
Oh, you didn't just go around sniffing them then? Which girls do you like the smell of and then...
No, I mean, but you kind of know what you like and
mysterious.
What you don't like. Very good, very good.
The cash register just went off. You just sold another bottle of perfume.
Oh, thank you it's for that.
Every 45 seconds.
That took a minute and a half. I'm doing something wrong.
Every 45 seconds, Pete.
That was a while ago. I'm sure it was good fun. Haven't been paid fully for that yet, but no. We'll talk about that
excellent.
With the company after the show.
Now, you've got a new show, right, on ITV2.
Yes.
And it's called Here to Help?
Yes.
And is it you, was it, just doing random acts of kindness?
Okay, you know, obviously there's three shows I liken it to. Jim Will Fix It, Challenge Annika, and remember a show called With a Little Help from My Friends. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay,
was it of a similar thing?
It was. Basically what it is me and a team, and people write in and say, look, well, we've got a problem, whether it's a single person.
Just sold another bottle.
Thank you.
Is this going to go on?
We've gone back to 45 seconds. I'm loving this.
Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, and anyway, basically,
let me know when it gets boring.
Blah blah blah. And, yeah. and it's a great concept, great fun show. I have to do all sorts of trades. It's quite embarrassing, actually.
Right. Do you ever get bored of the cameras being in your face all the time?
Well, look, with a show like this, it's someone else's reality. The reality show, the one that I do, is me and my life and my kids, and that's great and fun. Then we do this show, which is someone else's reality. We go into their lives, which is different again. I mean, my ultimate kind of show would be Man vs. Food. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
You ever seen Man vs. Food?
Yes.
What's his name? Adam
Richard. Oh, right. Can we stop the cash register now? This is getting really annoying.
No, it's brilliant.
You just sold another bottle. Man vs. Food is basically this guy who just has a challenge just to eat as much as you can.
And, mate, this, honestly, even if you've just eaten a massive plate of food and you watch that show, you want to eat.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I need to get on that.
I can't believe you haven't seen that. That's so you.
Brilliant. He's my hero, actually.
Now,
Pete, well, not.
What do me and Becky have to do to get an invite to your hot tub?
No basic budgie smugglers, mate.
Right. Okay.
No budgie smugglers.
What's the dress?
The attire. Do you know what? I threw two parties. Two. I was going on. Yeah, I'm having hot tub parties. I threw two, and then I stopped, and I haven't even been in since.
Oh. I know, so you've got a hot tub just sat there doing nothing?
Yeah. It's just a tub.
Get you.
I know.
How often do you have to clean those?
Is it one of those things, a bit like an ice cream maker or a bread maker, where you think, oh, I really could do with one of them, and then you do it twice, and you're like, oh, that'll sit at the back of the cupboard.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit, and I feel a bit bad. No, it is a great hot tub, I have to admit, but you've got to be in the mood for it.
Right. What mood would you be in for the hot tub?
Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre. That kind of mood, okay. Scott.
Wow. We'd quite like to go, though, wouldn't we, to do it?
My, I tell you what, my hot tub parties do rock.
Do they?
But they're just not very often.
Right.
We don't even really need to have a hot tub party. We just come around and sit in it, have some lunch.
Yeah.
Can you eat in a hot tub?
I've got a spa bar. I have got a spa bar, which is pretty cool because it sits in, then you put the ice in the middle and all the drinks around, and it floats.
Oh, now you're talking.
And you can call and you can say, you know, waiter, champagne.
You've got waiters.
No, but I'm saying if you did have a waiter,
so
you could call and say
we can
champagne. Sorry?
Would you wait on us if we come round and sit in your hot tub? Oh, Peter, could you get me another Diet Coke?
Do you know what? I would. I would be very, very hospitable if you came to my house. Very. The fact is, you're never going to come. But if you did, I'd look after you. Well, when are you going to come? When are you going to come to my house?
Next Thursday.
Because this is one of those. This is one of those. Yeah,
quick,
but this is
make
one
up
of
an
those.
Excuse.
You know when you meet people and you kiss them and you're like, oh man, and it's so.
We
they reckon
kissed
it's
yet.
So America where you do the whole let's meet for lunch and you never do. But it happens in England.
Hmm.
You go, oh man, we should meet up and do lunch. And then the next time you see each other, it's a little bit awkward because you never even caught each other.
Yeah.
And you see each other and it's kind of that awkward hug.
But Scott wanted to go and stay with David Hasselhoff and that worked out.
How did that go?
My dream became a reality. I did a TV show where I went to live with the Hoff for 4 days in LA.
See, I'd love that.
What, me living with you or living with the Hoff?
I'd love to live with you and Hoff.
Peter, I can get ITV2 on the phone right now.
Was it fun, though?
It was amazing.
He seems pretty awesome.
Have you met him?
No.
He'd like
I
to meet
huff
you.
And have the pleasure. Thank you. Right, I'm going to have some coffee now.
He would actually say that. Now, we went outside to speak to your fans earlier.
Yeah.
We were saying this. Your fans are really organised. Normally, when people come in, you know, they're there hours before and they wait and they wait. And then by the time the actual star gets there, they're exhausted because they've been standing up for like 8 hours. Yours have got it sorted. They bring camp chairs.
Amazing.
Someone was firing up a barbecue.
Yeah, they are my
making
cousins.
Making a day of it.
They are my cousins, Rulla, Sulla, Vulla, Dulla, and Yanulla.
There's someone there.
Very nice peoples. They come to visit me. Thank you very much.
There's someone there with a straw hat eating strawberries.
It is nice. It is nice that they make the effort. And, you know, it's so cool because the whole thing about releasing music for me is like, I've always got barriers to break. I know that. But, you know, I still do it because it helps sell my shows and we go and do concerts. That's what I love doing the most.
Mm.
And, you know, I can't always concentrate on chart positions and that because I've got to be realistic. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean it doesn't help with your concerts and with your albums. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
you've got to be positive. You've always got to be positive.
You are a really positive guy, aren't you? Now, we went outside to speak to your fans earlier. Because they're, you know, they're just waiting for you. They're a bit bored, so we thought we'd entertain them. But listen how much they love you.
Love
listen
it.
To this.
Peter Andre.
That's Pounder, who works at Radio 1 with a megaphone, who just went out and just shouted your name. Listen again.
Peter Andre.
It's a lot of love there. We play a little game now, if that's all right. Pounder stayed out there. And we're just going to see who your fans like the most, because that's what they think of you. What do you think your fans think of Justin Bieber? Would he get more or less of a cheer than you? These are your fans.
Come on. Bieber maniacs.
Really?
Mania is mad. My son calls him Justin Bieber, just so you know.
Justin Bieber.
He does, but he, mate, that's mega. That's just different level of kind of screams. That's like a pitch I haven't even heard before.
Well, let's find out.
Justin Bieber.
It was the same. I would say even less, maybe, than you. What about Chris Moyles? More or less of a shout than Justin
it's just
Bieber?
Deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Chris Moyles.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ow.
That was
Chris.
A lower.
Yeah. Well, I feel sorry for Aloe Black.
Aloe Black.
Who? Who? You know, that bloke that did I Need a Dollar. Who?
Aloe
oh,
Black.
Oh, man.
One Direction.
One Direction.
Who is that?
Oh.
That was the only boy fan in the audience.
Graham Norton.
Someone went, he's all right.
Jedward.
Woo!
Hugh Edwards.
No, nothing for Hugh, the newsreader there.
Fiona Bruce.
No, your fan's not really that keen.
Lady Gaga.
Ah.
Yeah.
Who have you got next? I want to guess higher or lower.
Alan Titchmarsh. Higher, more
play
cheers.
Play Lady Gaga again.
Lady Gaga.
Woo! I think Titchmarsh.
Well, it depends what kind of audio. I reckon we're going to go a bit lower. Not a lot of people love Titch, but...
All right. So you're going lower than Gaga. Let's find out.
Alan Titchmarsh.
See?
See, you know your fans, Andre.
No, play that again. Did Pounder get heckled by a small child?
Alan Titchmarsh.
Shouts Alan Titchmarsh and the little boy shouts Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. George Clooney, more or less than Titchmarsh.
Oh mate, oh, yeah. Richter scale.
George Clooney.
Ooh. Oh.
What about Dennis Waterman?
Well, she sounded pretty excited.
Dennis Waterman.
Dennis Waterman off new trip.
Didn't he do that? If I was good for you, da 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 da.
Write the theme tune. Sing the theme tune.
From the 70s?
Yeah, yeah.
80s, the one with the curly hair.
What was that? Was that a detective show?
Was that
Minder.
His name?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Minder, that's it. Because I lived in... Not that you care, but I lived in Australia, right? And before I went to Oz, I remember seeing this curly-haired bloke, and I was like, wow, he's got a song out. Great.
Yeah, but do your fans like him more or less than George Clooney?
I reckon they're not going to like... Well, that certainly that
like
girl's
him,
not going to be excited.
Might really like
I reckon
him.
There might be a bit of an excitement going on.
Dennis Waterman.
Just the one person there.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was me.
That was you.
Woo!
Right, okay, we are back with Peter Andre in a minute.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Return of the Man.
Come on.
Return of the Man.
Once again.
Return of the Man.
I do.
Cause you know that I'll be back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me hear you say where.
Where.
Every day we stay fresh.
BBC Radio 1, that was Man and the Mac.
Yeah, and you know, like, that Return of the Mac, I always thought they should have bought that out. Remember when they had Mad Cow Disease, right? I know it sounds really weird, but remember when McDonald's started launching Big Mac again? That's when they should have released that song. The original, I always thought Return of the Mac, huge advertising campaign, and they never did it.
They went for I'm Loving It instead.
I know. Like, what relevance
is staring you in the face, McDonald's.
It's just wrong.
I know.
It's wrong. Marketing. Still doing well, though.
That's really upset you, isn't it?
It has.
That's kept you awake at night, hasn't it, before?
Do you know what? Have I got a point? There you are.
Peter Andre is with us. You can watch us on the webcam at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now, I was reading this magazine article recently, and it said that you were worried about losing your looks. What's that about?
Well, do you know what it is? You start getting to a look, I'm 38. I don't know what we're talking here as an age group in this room, but you start to feel certain things, you know? And they go, what's the thing you don't like about yourself? I go, well, my face is the only thing I ever see.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? When you look, where do you look? You look, you see your face and you think, oh, wrinkles, oh, I don't know.
How vain are you, though? I mean, can you walk past any mirror or window without checking yourself out?
The thing is, can I walk past a mirror and not check you out?
Oh, yeah. I know that.
That really didn't actually work and no. had absolutely none of it. And you were sort of kind of thinking I should comment and go, well, yeah, great.
But no, I just decided to move on.
No. do you know, in some ways, yeah, in some ways, no, but I don't. The mirror was my mate years ago. I used to love him. He was good. Now we have our ups and downs days.
Would you have surgery? We can book in together to get a bog
off. Do you mean Botox or something like that, or do you mean surgery?
I'm talking knives.
As in liftage?
Yeah, everything.
Liftage and tuckage and stuff? No.
You wouldn't?
No. And I say that, but at this stage of my life I'm going, absolutely no, but then, you know, then, I mean, look at Hoff, he looks amazing.
The Hoff? I don't think he's had anything done.
Oh.
You said that
you know
about
what? I'm going to get shot. Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
I'm sorry.
That's natural, isn't it? Yeah. That face. No, I don't think the Hoff's anything done. But he does look good for his age.
He looks great, doesn't
he? He's like nearly 60.
So then, you know, you think, no, distinguished, but then that's a few years away.
How many times on average in a week would you say that somebody proposes to you? It must happen a lot. Because all my Twitter today is, ask him to marry me, ask him to marry me, ask him to marry me.
No, do you know what? Great. I'm glad you brought this up because this really hurt me last night. The night before last, sorry.
Right.
Last night I was watching Man vs. Food. The night before
Say about Man vs. Food?
Don't interrupt his flow, but we'll come back to Man vs. Food.
My head's there. I can double track. Do you want to go to Man vs. Food?
The man that you really like with Man vs. Food is on Fern's Cotton's show tomorrow.
Adam
Richman.
Yeah. He's Fern's guest tomorrow, the guy off Man vs. Food.
I want to meet him. I'm determined to meet him.
Come in tomorrow.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Pete.
You said that you wouldn't get sidetracked. You said that something really upset you the night before last. Really upset you, talking about getting married.
Yeah, I was watching Man vs. Food last night, and then the night before... Yeah, here I was on stage doing this... Yeah, I'm back, I'm here, guys.
I didn't realise that would be so much trouble, to be honest.
I told you not to sidetrack
him. Guys, I'm going to sidetrack again now, come on. So here I was on stage doing this gig, right, and I'm standing there, and this girl holds up a sign. Oh, yeah, years ago it used to be, will you marry me? You know what it was? My mum wants to marry you.
Yeah.
Now, that was the moment I realised my age. It was that I looked and I thought, you know what? I'm going to leave now. My dad was in the audience going, my son, I'm very proud of you. Because my dad's just come over from Australia, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Dad,
that was rubbish Australian accent.
No, he's... He's from the Melbourne part of... he's from the Greek part of Australia.
Mm. And he was there, and you're like, oh, I'm going to impress my dad now.
Yeah.
Look at all these chicks.
I said, Dad, this is it. It's finished. It's over.
The mums are just as good, though.
Yeah, but this girl was 23.
Yeah.
And she's like, my mum wants to marry you. And I was like, thanks. You know?
I was in Cavos at the weekend and I met this girl called Stacey who is absolutely 100% convinced that you and her are going to get married and that it's fate.
What are we talking?
64.
No. You know what I mean?
No, she's like early 20s.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. She is convinced.
Thought that we're going to get married?
Absolutely 100%. But then I'm thinking, she is quite an obsessive fan. Would you marry her? Do you know what I mean? Because if she's that crazy about you all the time and thinks it's fake.
I think it would be amazing to go out with someone that loved you that much.
Do you know what I mean? You're going to get your coffee on time. No, just joking. You know, it's... I don't know, dude. I've not been in that... Do you know, it's weird because you don't see what other people tell you that they see. And I think it's a feel-good factor, isn't it? It's like, you feel good.
I mentioned it because Stacey is absolutely 100% convinced, like I said.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You're tempted,
I'm
aren't
lost
you?
For words now.
No,
I'm
don't be.
Actually lost for words.
Let's just change the subject, shall we?
Man versus Food. Now, let me tell you about that.
Are you going to come in tomorrow and meet him?
Is he on tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, but come on, how am I going to look like? Who's your biggest fan? Hey, dude.
That'd be brilliant.
Pete.
Just wait outside with a banner.
Get your camp chair, sit outside.
Do you want to go for lunch?
You could be one of those people outside.
Could you imagine?
I'd love that. You next to the crash barrier. Peter, if you want to come in and meet him tomorrow, you're very welcome.
You know what? I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to think about it,
yeah.
But it's not going to happen. Because
it's that thing where you'd never want to meet your heroes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Unless it was Robert De Niro, but he would just look at me and go, yo.
Yeah.
And then that'd be it for me. I wouldn't be able to talk for about an hour.
But the guy off Man versus Food, you'd rather just like him be a legend and, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you meet people, it's not the same. I met the lead guy from Spandau Ballet once.
Right.
What's your problem?
Okay, go on.
Well,
is he
it
the
just,
one in EastEnders?
It just, no, the other guy, the he's, you know, he's sung the lead line. Really nice bloke. But when I met him, it was like, it was different. It was just...
Was it not what you thought
Rick
it was going to be?
Rick Mayall from The Young Ones, right? No, I know. I'm showing my age, right? Whatever.
No, it's fine.
Rick Mayall from The Young Ones, right? I went up to him and I went, Rick. I went, dude, I grew up with you in Australia. And he went, don't be so stupid. We've never been to Australia. And I went, no, the show... Why would you just laugh without... like, I haven't even finished...
That's a funny joke.
No, but I haven't finished yet, right? And I go to him, what do you mean? I grew up watching you in Australia. And he's going, our show has never been... He got serious, right?
Did he?
I got really hurt.
You got upset?
Really hurt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gave me a hug, but it was so not a wanting hug.
Right.
It was like, I'll give you a hug just to get out of my face.
And move on.
Now you can laugh.
Who else would you like to meet that you haven't met yet? Who would you be, like, really, like, properly starstruck by?
I reckon the person that would make me feel like that would probably be someone like De Niro. Pacino, man. Pacino. You know, the closest I've got is Cappuccino.
Yeah.
That wasn't very funny. But at least... Scott,
you should do stand-up.
Yeah, right.
You should.
Come to Edinburgh with us.
Do you know what? I would love that. Right, we're doing our show from the Edinburgh Festival again this year. You doing stand-up would be something else.
Yeah.
Would you ever do
that's
it?
That's how you clear your audiences
no, but
out.
No, it would be brilliant. Would you ever do it?
Stand up,
yeah.
Me? Get out.
Well, you're look cracking jokes left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Consider it.
Sold on.
Consider it. Consider it for me.
Dude, I'd love to.
Would you?
You know I would never do that. How am I going to get up and just standing up would be embarrassing
we
enough?
We did it.
Yeah, we did it last year.
It's not
you
bad.
Actually. And what do you do?
We had to do a one-man show each. It was terrifying, yeah. Mm.
Do you have a script writer to help?
No.
Well, I just stole everyone else's jokes. I was like Alan Carr, Michael McIntyre, the best lines.
Jason Manford, when we do the odd one in, right, he sits with me and he gives me some one-liners and I always claim them as my own. Always.
Isn't that really bad?
And then when people don't laugh, right, because when they laugh, I go, thanks, Jason. I nudge him like that. When they don't laugh,
you go, well.
I go, how'd you feel, bro? Right? And he just goes quiet. He's a good bloke, really good bloke.
He's actually a nice man.
Really nice man.
So you just blame him when the joke goes wrong, and when it goes brilliantly, you just own it.
Well, to be fair, they don't show it when the joke goes wrong.
All right.
They cut it out of the edit. Great show, though. I love doing that.
Should we play your new song?
Yeah, Guy Chambers and Ty Cruz wrote this.
Did they?
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guy Chambers, Ty Cruz.
Of course, you wouldn't know it because you don't play it.
We're going to play it
but
now.
That's fine.
We're going to play it now. Should we play it?
It's a good song. Actually,
Mike's.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hello.
I was just having a one-on-one. Like, how are you?
I know. So, how are you? You're right.
Sorry about that.
Just lean over here. No one can hear us. We're having a lovely time.
Oh, mate, by the way, I like... Is Lloyd? Is it Lloyd?
Yes, Lloyd. Remember our football expert from back in the day is today here on Work Experience.
Lloyd, I've just met your mum, dude. It was brilliant. Great. Well,
right, good.
Good
that
luck.
Went well. Peter, thank you so much for coming in today. It's
Scott,
been
you're a
lot
champion.
Of fun.
Thank you.
A
and
lot
you
of fun.
Guys too.
We have a laugh.
Adam Richmond, tell him I said hey.
Right. Okay. Yeah. We'll say hi to the guy from Man vs. Food for you tomorrow. All right. You can do. Why don't you do a message now and we'll record it and you can play it tomorrow?
Very stalkerish. Can't do it.
Why not?
Just stalkerish. It feels. It's got stalkerish written all over it. It's just got it. You can. You put a picture of a stalkerish in a dictionary and you're going to see my face. No.
Right. Okay. All right. Well,
thank you.
Gave
though.
You the option.
I appreciate it.
Gave you the option.
Adam. No. Okay.
Peter, thank you. And this is your song, Perfect Night, on Radio 1.
Thank you,
Peter Andre.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, last week's Apprentice, did you see it?
Yes.
Is it still the case where some people won't have watched it? I mean, come on, it's a new week, it's Monday. But every time we talk about The Apprentice, I'm like, don't ruin it for me. It's like, well, you should have watched it by now.
I think they've had the weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's okay to say that Zoe went?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. She likes our show, doesn't she?
I know, massive friend of the show.
Hi, Zoe. So on last week's Apprentice, they had to design some new biscuits. If you could design a biscuit, what would it be?
I think...
Any.
Chocolate with chocolate chips and extra chocolate coating.
Think that's been done?
Some sort of oaty thing, like a flapjack.
I also think you're a little bit late on the flapjack, to be
what
honest.
What would you do?
One that doesn't, like, fall in your tea when you dunk.
Oh, they've been done.
Have they?
Yeah. I'll tell you after where you can get them from, Special Dunking Biscuits.
Amazing, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Anyway, because they were designing biscuits on last week's Apprentice, they said that word quite a lot, biscuits. Now, I'm going for an exact figure here, please, but if you can tell me exactly how many times the word biscuit was mentioned on last week's Apprentice, I will give you 30 Scott Mills points.
Oh, 30.
Oh, God, it was loads. I am going to say 40... No, I'm going to say 66.
66 mentions of biscuit in last week's Apprentice.
I reckon there was at least one a minute.
OK, 30 Scott Mills points. If you get this right, let's find out.
A new brand of biscuit. Not only the biscuit market. If they're going to order your biscuit...
Launch a brand of biscuit.
Biscuits.
Biscuit business.
Kids biscuit.
Biscuit development laboratory.
You've got the best biscuit in the world.
Prototype biscuits.
Mini munch men. Men that munch.
Emergency biscuit.
Biscuit development. Biscuit for kids.
Biscuit. Biscuit within a biscuit. Fruit biscuit.
Biscuits.
Biscuit.
Biscuit.
Bake biscuits.
Biscuit. Quite a high-end biscuit.
Biscuits. Emergency biscuit. An emergency biscuit.
Biscuit.
Two different types of biscuit.
You're looking for biscuits.
Two in one biscuit.
Using biscuits.
Pop squid.
Split the biscuit up.
The heart biscuit.
Round biscuit.
Round digestive biscuit.
It's going to be a biscuit.
Tom's biscuit in a biscuit.
What about Biclets?
Bix Bix.
Stack Bix. Bix sticks.
And healthy little Bicky.
Ooh, do you want a Bix Mix?
Proper biscuits, aren't they?
Old school biscuit.
The branded biscuits.
Exactly what our biscuit is.
A new biscuit product.
Our biscuit product.
That we wanted a biscuit.
Flapjack biscuit.
Packets of biscuits.
Heart-shaped biscuits.
Higher end of the biscuits.
We are Venture Biscuits.
It's more chocolate than biscuits.
Fabulous new biscuit. Mass market of biscuits.
Star-shaped biscuit.
No, it is the actual biscuit.
The quality of the biscuit.
Well, you split the biscuit in half.
Created a biscuit.
That takes the biscuit.
It just loses all meaning and sounds weird after a while, that word.
Do you know what, though? It's made me so hungry.
I'd love a biscuit right now.
I would love some biscuits.
See, I can't hear that word anymore without it just feeling weird.
Oh!
How many?
Oh, 62.
No!
I was so close!
Oh, if you said 62 biscuits, give yourself 30 Scott Mills points.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.